Isn't this a sports show?
All right, so do we just talk about Patrick Mahomes for like 45 minutes then? Because like that's something I'm always in the mood to do.
Almost entirely.
Like, do you want me to talk about Patrick Mahomes more? Because I will. I'll do it. I'm crazy. I'll do it.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
If you start any conversation about the Chiefs today with, man, I don't know about that defense, you have to go. You have to launch yourself into another hemisphere. You have to jump on Patrick Mahomes' hand and let him fling you to the sun, which he can do.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Mahomes, Mahomes on the rain, where they allow some deep play, where seldom is seen a check down or a screen, and you can win more than one playoff game. Mahomes! Okay, no, I'll do the show.
Encore! Encore!
No,
encore!
I don't have another verse, I just have the one.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, no problem. 3-0, business-like. Woo! Guys, I got a new box of Party Poppers. I went to Party City today. Literally, 72 of them. Welcome in Almost Entirely Sports
71.
Tonight. Now 71. That's a good point. I got to put the confetti back over the microphone. We are pretty much prepared at this point for the Chiefs to go 19-0 for the next, like, four seasons, I think, depending on exactly how many we've burned so far. Maybe we'll double up for some playoff wins, I imagine. But we are well party popped, and I, my friends, have had a day. I have had a 24-hour stretch because just a few things happened. I was going to say on Twitter, but that's not even all-encompassing enough. Some things happened in the media world, and it's my fault. I genuinely caused national problems this week and atoned for many of them today. I wouldn't say even atone might not even be the right word, but I think Troy Aikman hates me. And so I will explain that if you're just tuning in, or if you are tuning in because of these last 24 hours, excited to hear what happens today. We will get that out here very soon, slightly less soon, but still relatively soon. We will talk about Chiefs-Ravens. We will talk about the fact that the Chiefs beat the Ravens with a lot more ease this time than they did last year and looked pretty damn good doing it. Seth Kizer of The Athletic will join us at 9 o'clock. Beards has a Ravens edition of Sad Fans on Reddit.
Yeah, I do.
That's always a crowd pleaser. Rudy is, that's Beards McFly. Rudy Salazar is here coughing into his shirt, but he is here.
Yes, a lot of coughing.
And this is the least sick this show has been in the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I did not bring a box of tissues in the studio for this segment. And so that's the kind of confidence I have in my nasal passages at the moment. I'm Joshua Briscoe, and I accidentally picked a fight with Troy Aikman.
I don't know about accidentally.
No, here's what we're going to have to do. So there's going to have to be some backstory if you're just jumping in. And we're going to talk about Chiefs-Ravens a lot, as much as we possibly can over the course of the 2 hours we have here tonight. I recently started doing the Times Ours podcast with the aforementioned Seth Kizer.
Also known as Time Sours.
Time Sours is what I prefer to call it. Also, occasionally, it's anthropomorphized to Tim E. Sours, which is, I like to imagine being a traveling like snake oil salesman, but he just sells tart candy.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say traveling salesman.
Were you really?
Yeah, traveling salesman sounds right.
I was imagining a little urchin with a stick with the little...
Tim E. Sours, the little bandana tied to the stuff.
Yeah.
In there. That's also
he's
really
got
that's
a pair of shorts good. With socks up to his knees.
Yeah, that's Tim E. Sours.
That's pretty good.
So it's that show is me and our friends from The Athletic, Seth Kizer and Nate Taylor. It's been really fun doing that show. If you want more of me talking about the Chiefs, it's really mostly them talking about the Chiefs. And funnily enough, I have taken upon myself to be the thing that doesn't, that keeps the show from going off the rails and getting into trouble. And then on Monday's show, Seth and Nate were talking about Chiefs-Ravens stuff and talking about Patrick Mahomes. And I remembered something that I began looking into last year whenever Almost Entirely Sports was still on ESPN Kansas City. I was trying to find a fun, absurd way to show how absolutely incredible Patrick Mahomes had been. Beards, do you distinctly remember this? If you don't, it's fine. I do, but I'm curious.
Vaguely. I have the vaguest recollection of something happening.
I was wondering if you remember what week we started doing this, but we were certainly doing it mid-season, late season last year, I would say. When I started looking at ways to quantify, again, like Patrick Mahomes' incredible statistical output, and whenever it comes to comparisons, I'm looking for something fun. Hall of Famer preferred. Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman, as far as Hall of Fame quarterbacks go.
You mean like Joe Flacco? That wasn't like a good enough comparison for
you? No, I was trying to go for Eli a little Manning. More gold in the jacket. Eli Manning might be actually used later
eventually.
On. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But
breaking news, Alex or Patrick Mahomes currently has like 90% of the touchdown passes that Eli Manning probably has in his career.
That's probably right. Yeah, I'm sure that's true. It's
probably true.
But so I remember that Aikman had been brought up in a couple discussions about stats, basically. It was like, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, and he won all these rings. And his stats, though, aren't that impressive. So, you know, I looked it up at some point last year. Talked about this on this show on ESPN Kansas City last year. Said, wow, Patrick Mahomes in, you know, 12 games has this many touchdown passes, and Troy Aikman didn't have that many. So here's what it splits off to and everything like that. I hadn't thought about that little, like, exercise in months. Well, Seth and Nate are talking about something, and I want to just play the snippet here because this snippet got tweeted out from the show. This was a throwaway line, but I did think, oh, you know, maybe some Chiefs fans will hear this, and this will be fun. It'll be a little inside joke. We can talk about this. But The Athletic does a really good job of, you know, like, here's a highlight from the show. God only knows how our poor producer decided that this was the highlight from the show, but bless her for doing it. This clip gets tweeted out from the Athletic KC's Twitter account relatively quietly, relatively innocently. This is the clip that goes out. So I just wanted to give you one quick Patrick Mahomes stat that I've been keeping tabs on now for over a year because it makes me extremely happy. Troy Aikman played 165 games in his NFL career. Patrick Mahomes is now 20 games career. And Patrick Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in about 8% of the games.
That would be Hall of Famer Troy Aikman.
And look, Troy Aikman.
That would be Hall of Famer 10-year playing, 11-year playing Troy Aikman.
And Troy Aikman had, like, Michael Irvin, who was really good.
So that's Seth and Nate, like, just laughing with me on a funny little bit. We just did a funny little bit. And we chuckle. I see it gets tweeted out. Oh, that's nice. Actually, I'm glad, because I'd like for that stat to be known by people, because I think it's something that people would latch on to and be like, oh, wow, what a crazy stat.
My friends, I had no idea just how much people would be interested in that statistic, including Troy Aikman.
So,
who's actually just texts into the text line and says, hey, Josh, this is Troy, and you suck.
913-912-4810.
So he's a fan of the show.
Thank you, Troy, for listening to me twice now on two different shows. I would explain what happened next, but instead of explaining it in my own words, I got my hands dirty. I did some actual production. And I just made this little piece of radio magic so you can begin to understand what I began seeing whenever I woke up this morning. I saw the tweets that Troy Aikman put out late last night that you will hear read here momentarily. I saw that last night, immediately began having some Twitter fun. And I will admit that as I went to bed last night, I thought, huh, I wonder if First Take will talk about this. They did.
The Athletic Kansas City tweeted this stat on Monday. In case you missed it, Patrick Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in about 8% of the games. Troy feeling a little salty about that, so he responded with this. In case you missed it, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles.
The Athletic Kansas City tweeted that Pat Mahomes has thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns in 8% of the games. Aikman tweeted this, quote, talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles.
It has been pointed out to Troy Aikman that Patrick Mahomes has thrown more than a third as many touchdown passes as Aikman in 8% of the playing career that Troy Aikman has played. And Troy Aikman's response is, talk to me when he has a third of the Super Bowl title.
Oh, great response.
You got a problem with the tweet?
Zero. Zero problems whatsoever. And it was alluding, it touched on what I alluded to the other day.
First
about
take sound effects.
First of all, nobody's questioned his greatness. I had the pleasure of interviewing him last year. I
Somebody
know how phenomenal of a player he is. Great guy, right attitude, says all the right things. Patrick Mahomes is phenomenal. He's fantastic.
Right, now Stephen A is going to come after.
But y'all know me. I'm very, very big on resume. And thus far, his resume is pretty close to impeccable. But you
what
have to finish the deal. You have to close.
Troy Aikman or Patrick Mahomes, who's a better quarterback?
A better quarterback or better career?
Who's a better quarterback?
Aikman.
You're just doing that.
I did it for a longer amount of time.
You don't even believe what you're saying there. Like, that was so insincere, what you just said. You just sort of did the logic in your head where, like, what do I have to do to be consistent?
People are looking at his statistics, particularly younger people with internet access, and wondering,
that's me.
This was Troy Aikman's career?
That's me.
Here are my rings. What if Mahomes plays 15 years, no rings, breaks all the passing records, no rings? Who had the better career?
I mean, 15 years at this pace, good God.
Yeah, but no rings, Chris. No rings.
Okay, we heard you, Stugatz, the first 50 times you said it.
Who has a better career?
Is it a little petty?
I disagree.
Troy Aikman never failed to show up in a big game. Never in the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't even place in the Dunk 1000, right?
People talk about LeBron wouldn't be the same guy because it was hand-checking back when Jordan played.
So when it comes to why white Jay-Z is mad at the world, I think it's because people keep bringing him back to prove points.
But here's the thing. People don't really bring him up that much, and I know that because when I bring these points up, people are seeing them for the first time. Nobody's thinking about him like that.
Who are you taking out of Marino and Troy?
Marino.
He lines up with Aikman. It's a good line by Aikman. Why can't it just be a good line by Aikman and not also right?
There's so much here. I love this clapback by Troy Aikman. Number one, he shows you that Aikman had his mind on important things. He wants to win Super Bowls. So everyone's saying whatever else. That's not how I measure it. I measure it in Super Bowls.
Rings do validate everything. A lot of people would think that Trent Dilfer's a better quarterback than Dan Marino just because of the rings.
Could they do something first? But also the clapback tells you that it struck a nerve.
Bo, did you see this as a shot at the Athletic KC or a shot at Mahomes?
No, that was a shot for Troy Aikman. And here's the problem. He says, talk to me when that happens. Troy, wasn't nobody talking to you. You searched your name and went and found that. And not like I've never searched my name before. However, once you go find that, this was more about Mahomes. Like, is this not incredible that he's done this, considering that Troy Aikman is a Hall of Famer, considered to be a great, and he has come up this far in this one statistic. They are talking about that other dude. Ain't nobody talking about you. Why you always be doing it?
So that's what I woke up to
encore,
today. I mean, my goodness.
Did you see Seth's tweet maybe a couple hours ago?
Probably.
How we've gotten to the point now where Mahomes is so good, we're already at the "we'll wear the rings" argument, even
yes.
though he's only in his second. He's three starts into
like
his second
20.
Year as a starter. That, like, that's a conversation that we had for like Aaron Rodgers when
yes.
he was like 6-7 years into the
yes.
league. It was like, okay, where's Super Bowl? We had that conversation with Peyton Manning when he was like year 6-7-8 in the league.
Yes.
That conversation, and like, here's the thing. Like, in 5 years from now, Mahomes hasn't won the Super Bowl. That conversation starts to become like slightly valid. But it's like, he's only been a starter for one season. And if not for an offsides call, he's in a Super Bowl, which... But I'm just going to say, based off the
Rams'
performance,
the Rams.
They would have won that game.
Michael just tweeted in, I guess you could say, Josh made the ego of Troy Aik, man.
That's pretty good.
Let's see if I can block him from all of our accounts. Let's see if I can delete someone else's tweet. I let Bomani's clip there be the end because that's the only sane one.
Bomani has the best take. Kellerman has the worst take.
Bomani, listen, you know how I can say, this is so different from any other time whenever we have a discussion on who has the best take. Mm-hmm. Do you know how I know that Bomani had the right take there? Because it's my stat! That is my stat! I found that, and I put that out into the universe, and Troy Aikman found it and attempted to dunk on my head, but I would say hurdled me like Vernon Davis tried to hurdle that defender in the football game last night.
Me, Mate Taylor's girlfriend.
That's exactly right. I know that Bomani is right about the intention of that stat being released because I did it! Bomani is right!
It seems like a stretch from you.
This is the one time in the history
where you know
of all of this bleep where I know the person that started this ridiculous bleep storm story. I know what that person was doing because it was me.
And Kellerman had by far, I thought, the worst. The whole
Max.
Well, you know, he's got the, you know where his mindset's
he had
at.
His,
you know
winner.
Where his head's
I,
at.
I love that tweet because
Mahomes
he was always
made.
A Super Bowl winner.
Like the way he said it was almost as if Mahomes had tweeted this out, and clearly Mahomes doesn't care about
point.
Super Bowls.
This is another excellent point, Rudy.
This had nothing to do with him.
This is another excellent point. This was not from Patrick Mahomes' Twitter account. It was out of my mouth and then the Athletic Kansas City's Twitter account. Seth and Nate didn't even know what I was doing. Just, I did this, and then our wonderful producer, Danielle, tweeted the video out, and then one of Troy Aikman's friends, big fan of the show, I guess, like, texted it to Troy, or he searched his own name, or someone added him, which is probably what happened.
I like to think he's got, like, the first column on TweetDeck.
It's it's not
his
even
name.
His timeline. It's just...
The first one is his name. The second one... is just his first name. Third one's just his last name. Fourth one is what? Was he number seven?
I don't know. It's just Cowboys.
Say
it just says
Cowboys.
It's just like it's
Cowboys.
It's
it's
old.
There
Cowboys.
There is no home like you know his timeline.
And here's the other thing. I don't know if Troy Aikman did that tongue in cheek or not. He hasn't addressed it again. Which, by the way, he doesn't need to because it's like the Lebatard point in there. Of like, hey, can this be funny and also wrong?
Yeah,
it totally is. But man, listen, and this is a conversation that I was having with Seth and Nate at one point, and just sort of a whirlwind of like, what the hell is happening? Do you know how absolutely bonkers this is? Think about this for real. This is especially for people who have been listening to me or this show for a long time, mm-hmm. or who... God forbid, know me personally. Do you have any idea how buck wild it is that the thing that I did that went like super viral showed up on First Take and Lebatard and High Noon and NFL.com and FoxNews.com? The thing that made those rounds that I spoke into existence was just math. It was just creatively done math. How is that my viral scandal?
By the way, Jeremy's right on the AES Facebook page. You haven't really made a big time until Skip Bayless is talking about this. So
I swear to God, second take.
This is a good point.
They either talked about it today or they'll talk about it tomorrow. They'll talk about it tomorrow.
I mean, we'll see.
This is so up their alley.
Yeah.
Skip will talk about how great Troy
honest.
Aikman was.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I am shocked that Skip hasn't sent out a barrage of tweets.
He might have. I don't follow him.
That,
the reason
that
we played those three things is because Nate Bucati saw the First Take thing and told me about it. And a few other people tweeted in screenshots. And because I listened to Lebatard and High Noon. So I heard them talking about it and went, oh, my God. Oh, my. What have I done?
It's just the one thing that if there's anything that Skip loves almost as much as he loves himself, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Especially
Cowboys. And winning.
I'm on his timeline.
I don't think. Did you see that?
Here we go. Right. This is great. Right here, right now, if I just look at the numbers, my quarterback is a little better than the guy in Kansas City so far.
Is that about Dak or Aikman?
That's about Dak.
Listen, his blind love for Cowboys quarterbacks is hard to filter.
Skip Bayless is talking about Dak Prescott on Patrick Mahomes.
Great.
If you just what numbers is he looking at?
I've got a couple answers that would probably get me back on a website.
Is Dak the better running back?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. That's
actually,
matter to me.
I think that's the only thing I actually see about
that's
Kansas
fine.
City.
They'll talk about it tomorrow whenever it really is second take. I don't care. I don't care about
here
Skip
we go.
Bayless.
Here's the numbers. Here are the numbers. Dak Prescott leads the NFL in quarterback rating. His average passes traveled 9.7 yards from Holmes, 9.2. In 3 second halves, he's completed 29 of 32. He's the most underappreciated, overcriticized quarterback in the NFL.
If we had more than 2 hours tonight, I would legitimately send you out of the studio for the rest of this segment for bringing the show to a screeching halt with Skip Bayless's Cowboys quarterback.
There
takes.
We go. I'll be honest.
So
I was
mad.
I like that on the day of everybody talking about Troy Aikman and Patrick Mahomes, Skip Bayless
talking
is talking
about Dak.
It's like everybody else out there is talking about Troy Aikman, and Skip is just like, you know what? Dak.
A few other things,
Dak is
by the way.
Better than Mahomes.
Shame on Patrick Mahomes for not winning 3 Super Bowl rings in his first season, or even winning that first one last year. Like,
I'm gonna be honest.
What
so,
about his rookie year?
That's what I was gonna say. Why didn't he win one?
He should have snipped Alex Smith's Achilles.
I was
going to
say, you know what Troy Aikman
would have
done?
He would have killed
Troy
Alex
Aikman
Smith for his job.
Troy Aikman would have went to Alex Smith with like a hammer and just went
at him.
Or just
frame him. I mean, there is a non-violent
solution. Yeah, frame him for murder. Yeah,
no,
that's great.
No. Troy Aikman would have went with violence. He's not. Troy Aikman's a heat of the moment guy. He's not sitting down and planning something elaborate. It's just like, hey, I got to act now. It's like this happened way back when I was in high school. It's like that backup punter when he stabbed the starting punter in the leg. Troy Aikman's going for the starting quarterback's shoulder.
Did that happen?
Yeah, this is an actual thing at like some small school where a backup punter.
Or we just have a stabs. Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan.
100%.
Just somebody comes out of the tunnel with a pipe.
Yes, Aikman was about 3 tweets away from telling Mahomes he should have I-Tonya'd Alex Smith.
Yep.
It was just a video of Alex Smith sitting down in the hallway screaming, "Why? Why?"
He's really a bust.
I can't believe that this math, which was Beard, can you play the first 2 seconds of the Times Ours clip again, please? Because this is why Bomani was completely right on this front. Listen to this throwaway afterthought that, again, I love the stat, but I wasn't preparing a national takeover. Listen to how I start talking about this.
So I just wanted to give you one quick Patrick Mahomes stat.
I didn't say that I wanted to ruin Troy Aikman's career real quick. What are we doing?
Yeah,
again, it was the subtext.
It's meant to just show, like, again, like nobody. It's not meant to take away anything from Troy. It's just
Patrick
to show.
Patrick Mahomes is doing amazing things, and Troy Aikman threw a touchdown pass per game. He threw a touchdown pass per regular season game.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is clearly on a Hall of Fame progression rate at the moment, and it's
and
just
why
to
aren't
show.
We talking about Marino here. If we're gonna do rings, why doesn't Troy Aikman? Could Dan Marino say literally anything to Troy Aikman, and then Troy Aikman just flips him off with all 3
just
Super Bowl rings
on
one middle
other,
finger?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
That'd be a pretty power play. I won't lie.
And it's just they're just stats. Like people filled in all of these blanks. They're like, what? They're different eras.
Oh,
yeah,
this is clearly
no bleep,
attacking
Sherlock.
Troy Aikman, and then he doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame or something. Like,
if you're gonna compare these guys across, if you're gonna compare Patrick Mahomes to other people, why don't you compare him to someone from his own era?
And because the number's not as cool, dip bleep. The reason I didn't do it with Terry Bradshaw, who I did look up, is because.
He has 2 more touchdowns than interceptions for his career.
Well, he has more touchdowns per game than Dan Marino, so that stat isn't as good.
It's just
looked this up. Do you know the funniest Hall of Fame quarterback I can think of by name and maybe by era comparison is Y.A. Tittle, because his name's Y.A. Tittle. He started playing football in 1948.
Mahomes has more career passing touchdowns than him.
No. He was a better quarterback than Troy Aikman statistically.
Really?
Statistically. Yes! Y.A. Tittle, from 48 to 64.
Those were the passing era.
Now, listen,
NFL.
He did have more interceptions and touchdowns. So, he threw 242 touchdowns in 204 starts. I'm going to do this with Mahomes and Brett Favre at some point. Because he threw 333 interceptions.
Yeah.
And also, look at the interception percentage from Brett Favre versus the interception ratio that Patrick Mahomes has thrown. And I'm not going to say that Brett Favre sucks.
And the thing is, like, we're going to do
now, it. Now, PH is going to cut me saying Brett Favre sucks. He's going to put it on a freaking SD card and put it in an envelope and mail it to Max. He's going to write Max Kellerman like a child writing a letter to Santa.
But it's going to have crayon.
Instead of, yes, it's just red crayon on the front, and it just says Max Kellerman, but like the Ooh. E's are backwards,
yeah.
And it just shows up at his desk, maybe and then that's out, their whole show in 2 weeks.
Cuts out letters from a magazine?
No, it's just the SD card. Just say, put the, just, he knows. It's in crayon. It's like a little, it just magically gets the, like, magic, like, cards get to Santa. If you have any kids listening in the car right now, they all make it. No one knows how, but Santa gets all your letters, except for the ones that Max Kellerman takes, and then just drops into a shredder, because Santa doesn't have enough championships. Santa's a compiler. Santa has great stats. He gets house to house really quickly.
Enough.
Here's the thing: Santa's a game manager. Ask Max Kellerman. He, all the
is Santa
work around
Philip
him.
Rivers?
No.
He just racked up numbers from a long career, but
no,
never won it.
No. Because Rivers occasionally has to carry his team. Santa's just standing from atop Mount Pius, shouting down at all of his elves.
The elves are holding him up.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's a tower of elves.
Well, he's
so
built
NFL,
like Ben Roethlisberger.
Say,
the hell
so what
are we
NFL
doing?
What NFL quarterback is Santa?
Roethlisberger has done good things.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? He was held up by Antonio Brown, his crazy ass,
listen,
that we're not going to get to talk about
listen,
this week.
Do you remember that time where Christmas was almost canceled because Santa didn't have a reindeer with a red nose?
It's 100%. It's a great point. And that's why Antonio Brown dyed his mustache.
Okay, this is all coming together.
It's all coming together. Like, what are we doing? So I think Troy Aikman hates me.
I will say, though, it was really funny. I went to lunch with my dad, and me explaining to him that you have beef with Troy Aikman on Twitter was very good.
My dad will enjoy this because my dad... I'm pretty sure my dad told me as I was growing up, like, you definitely use the words Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith overrated. My dad hated the Cowboys.
Papa Salazar should be the one getting all this heat.
Yeah. Not a
on
Cowboys
Twitter.com.
If I remember right, not a Cowboys fan.
It has been really, really odd.
I think
I'm glad that
start...
my stat has gotten its appreciation because I've been working on that for a while. Like, I've been keep referring to that for a
keeping
while.
Keeping track
now.
Of all the quarterbacks, just like NFL quarterbacks who dislike you. Because,
oh,
like,
yeah, I'm going to do it.
Because,
at
like, at
it's
this
my
point,
brand.
Yeah, like, and it's going to continue to grow. And I can't wait for because at some point, we're going to start talking about, like, again, we talked about this before the show. Like,
mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, when he's like 26 years old, is going to own all the Chiefs passing records.
Yep.
And then Lynn Dawson, you're going to say something about Lynn Dawson. He's going to come in here with a cigar in his mouth, whatever, and just punch you in the face.
And he's going to put that cigarette out
that's
in my eye.
Right on
and he's going to have the hammer.
Yeah.
Yes. He's going to put it down.
I can't wait for that moment.
Baby. Just a weird, weird day I'm having.
When you sent me the message last night?
Yeah, so here's what happened. Here's what happened. So,
I don't think I saw it till this morning. Or maybe I responded last night. I can't remember now even.
I tweeted. I saw that the video had been tweeted out with that clip we played earlier. And I retweeted it because I had links to the podcast and everything. I didn't even see that it had been summarized in another tweet from the Athletic Kansas City Twitter account. And then I had a friend of mine who covers the Cowboys texted me. And the sentence was something like, Aikman just bodied you on Twitter or something. I went, what? And I didn't even text him back. I went straight to Twitter. And I went straight to Troy Aikman's Twitter account. And I will say, based on the text that, well, it was Ari Temkin. He is on with Seren sometimes. I listen. Hey, Ari, I'm mentioning you on the radio. Sorry. I'm going to quote your first text. Because I had tagged him earlier. I said, hey, Ari, retweet this to ruin a Cowboys fan's day. Like, I didn't think that Cowboy fan was going to be Troy Aikman. by the way, sorry. He said, LOL, Troy Aikman tweeted you and put you in a body bag, is what he texted me. And so I went straight to the old Twitter machine, yep. Fired that up, and when I saw the actual tweet, first of all, it's freaking funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke by Troy.
It does leave an avenue, though, of when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year.
Don't get ahead of me yet. Hold on, Beards, because I'm about to do a call for action. Like, we're a public radio station asking for donations. The call for action is coming. But I get that text from Ari.
He was really strong, also, including the in case you missed it. Like, that's what really sets it off.
Except, like the first eye wasn't capitalized.
He didn't capitalize the first eye, but here's the thing. Like, Mulligan, we give him a little pass.
Yeah, yeah. He got, like, an A- on that tweet.
Yeah, it was, like, there's some room for improvement, but it was, like, the whole, the layout was clever.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
Also, recently, he put Doug Gottlieb in a body bag on whatever dumb tweet he had, and that was great. But, like, I was like, oh, Troy Aikman, hell yeah. This dude's metal as hell.
Is that when Gottlieb said something like...
Oh, it was about Andrew Luck retiring.
Yes, that's what it was, yeah.
I see that by Aikman, and I gotta say, I didn't feel like I was put in a body bag. But I think, oh, that's clever. And I saw it, like, you know, within 5 minutes, because apparently Ari has Troy Aikman's, you know, freaking tweets on push notification.
He has that column put up on his tweet deck as well.
100%.
Troy Aikman, Cowboys.
And then I would have Twitter open. I would click my notifications, and then I would close the app and play Stardew Valley for 10 minutes, which is what I was doing last night. And I would open my Twitter account again, and the notifications would be back up to that 20+. Mm-hmm. I would click it and then close it, and then be back in 5 minutes, 20+. My God, what have I done? Oh no, it's Cowboys fans. So to your point, Beards. He said, whatever, come back to me whenever he has 33% of my Super Bowl rings. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, and for some reason this is the most I've ever won, like, I am more in on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl this year than I was 2 days ago. I am going to try to get every single Chiefs fan on Twitter to screenshot that damn thing and tweet it back to him. That's all I want.
Just like,
also,
hey, Troy.
If anybody has Troy Aikman's phone number, he wants to hop on the show. I would at least all listen, man. I don't need to ride his coattails. I've even been kind of made a little bit uncomfortable by all of the everything that has come from this today. Because I texted my dad and I was like, hey, look at Twitter. Troy Aikman just tried to dunk on me.
This wasn't some like intentional thing here. Like,
I did math.
Exactly. Yeah.
When has math ever gotten you retweeted and then
like some people
shown to hundreds of new people on Twitter?
And some people intentionally say things.
Just inflammatory
to blow up.
Bleep. Yeah,
they want that. That's not what this was.
I did math. I was doing fractions in Chrome. Because if you type them in Chrome in the URL bar, it'll automatically do the math for you. I didn't prepare this for the show. What?
I said you gave people percentages.
Yeah, just percentages. I was basically reading milk labels.
You got 36% of your daily Patrick Mahomes touchdown intake.
Exactly right. And I don't remember where I was going now. And now I'm flustered.
You're talking to your telling your dad about Aikman.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just texted him. He was like, look, he tried to dunk on me, whatever. Somewhere else I was going before that, and I feel like at this point I'm just short-circuited. Oh, if Aikman wants to call, I hope at the very least, if I end up going back to the Super Bowl again this year for Radio Row Week and everything, I pray to God Troy Aikman is there, and I just want 30 seconds to ask him on a scale of 1 to 10 how mad he was.
And then he punches you in the face.
Or maybe let's keep percentages.
With the Super Bowl rings.
That would be fine. That would be hilarious. Maybe I'll get a diamond
from
embedded in me. That's legally my property.
From 0 to 3 Super Bowl rings.
From 0 to 36%, how mad were you whenever you saw...
From 8 to 36.
That's good. Whenever you saw factual math on the timeline, how angry did you get? And also, how many years do you think you would have had to have played to keep up with Patrick Mahomes' eventual touchdown total? That's all. That's all I want to ask him, if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl in February. All right, that was my day. If you thought that was hectic, we're going to do Sad Fans on Reddit whenever we come back.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
What a dumb show.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I think we're going to just do a really good 2 hours today. I think that's what's going to happen. Thank you for indulging our Troy Aikman recap. Now, I also know that we've talked almost nothing about Chiefs-Ravens yet. We'll talk about it with Seth Kizer coming up here at 9. But the most important thing I think this show does following a Chiefs game is Beards McFly digs through the tar pit of opposing teams' subreddits and finds out what kind of sadnesses are overwhelming them. Beards, anything we need to know going into this week's edition of Sad Fans on Reddit?
Man, Ravens fans were salty about the refs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What, though?
Yeah.
Everything.
Interesting.
I mean, there was the, and I, you said it on Twitter, and I agreed it was the no call on the pass interference, I think it was the right call. But like in
that
theory,
was the Ravens.
That
they waver.
That's what I'm saying. The theory that could have been offensive pass interference was in the Ravens' favor.
Ravens fans went from loving Judon to literally hating him and thinking he was the devil in one game.
I imagine also John Harbaugh probably takes a couple of shots, he was doing good math, by the way.
I liked it.
Me and John Harbaugh can hang out. I don't think Troy Aikman's invited. I mean, listen, he's invited. He's just going to have to be cool about the math thing.
He's only going to have to wear one Super Bowl ring.
Because Harbaugh has one already? What are we doing here?
No, Aikman. He's just wearing one to just not show off as much.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate that from him.
I see you go two, because you have to show a little bit more than Harbaugh, because you've got to realize, hey, I'm better
that's
than you.
See, I think
but you're also not
happening.
Going
one and a half.
Full. You know, you're not going full three.
I think Troy Aikman's wearing three. I think he's wearing three Super Bowl rings for the next six months because of this conversation.
Everywhere he goes,
I think
three Super Bowl rings.
Yes, just constantly. Again, middle finger for one, another one, third one, who knows?
I don't even know if he won. I assume he won an MVP or somewhere along the way. Do you get a ring or anything for MVP? Because like whatever you got for that, you wear that too.
I have no idea, but Beards is so mad at you for asking a question before we play Sad Fans because we went very long in the first segment and everything before us today went really long.
I think that's his fault.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Did you hit SportsCenter, by the way, Beards?
Without further ado,
I'm going to hit you.
The Ravens fans got very sad very fast as the Chiefs won on Sunday against Baltimore. Let's hear what the saddest Ravens fans said as their season slipped away.
And now, a list of things that Baltimore Ravens fans said on Reddit last night.
Two nights ago.
Chiefs crowd, so annoying. They want flags after every play? They don't play defense in the AFC West or something? The Chiefs are a bunch of whiny makes sense that the Chiefs look like used tampons. The failed two-point conversion is going to haunt me this whole week.
Which one?
Comment. This is going to be the game that pisses the fan base off. Reply. Every game does that. Maybe if you stopped calling stupid-ass plays, you're not always going to be in fourth down. Maybe now Harbaugh will stop going for it on fourth at the f***ing 50.
Nope.
Yep. Heaven forbid we do anything on offense. Oh, wow. Baltimore flagged on a big play. Shocker. Now you call holding.
Weird.
The refs are just going to f*** our a- all day.
What do you think he said?
Yeah, there? I can tell Lamar Jackson sat behind Joe Flacco.
Oh.
Did they steal the Broncos playbook? Why are we throwing short of the sticks? Fourth and four in their own territory and they're punting? I'm glad Earl Thomas is back there to stop that eye-rolling emoji. Wow, we're getting a throwback vintage 2018 Lamar Jackson game today.
Oof.
Imagine being a professional football team and doing a college chant. At least Reed's clock management still sucks. Well, our first possession was great. On the other hand,
what do you think he said there?
Lamar Jackson is bad.
Oh.
Is God a Chiefs fan or something? How does one team have so much magic constantly?
The last 30 years,
give me a
Leaphole.
Break. This team is made of horseshoes.
Yeah.
I might take this whole week off from work just to avoid one Chiefs fan. Oh, screw this. I'm going to go back to watching porn. So who is the announcer who definitely wants the entire Chiefs team to them? Even if we don't deserve to win, I've never been so triggered by a game. At least I get to watch all the other AFC North teams lose to the Chiefs. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Kill me. Do we have a mathematician in this sub? Please explain this to me. Ravens score a touchdown as time expires to tie. Would win by one with an extra point. Harbaugh, let's go for two! This might be the first time in all my years here that I'll upvote a nomination for Harbs in the blame of the game thread.
flame of the game.
Business end of Harb's crack pipes going red right now.
Do they call him Harbs?
I don't think it'll matter, but why is Harb out here playing Madden? Dear God, what even is football? I didn't know who Daryl Williams was before today, but I hate him now. Guys, I have to admit, I had no idea that Patrick Mahomes completed a wild pass to Tyreek Hill against us on 4th and 9 last year. I'd like to thank the commentary team for finally mentioning it, otherwise I never would have known. Is weed legal in Kansas City? I'm worried about John.
It is, actually.
He's got some bad stuff.
How did that come up?
If we got screwed any harder by the refs, Lamar would start growing a gold fleur-de-lis on his helmet. Glad we lost to him so we can beat him in the playoffs. Play this in Baltimore and maybe it turns out differently. Comment.
Come on.
Failed crucial stops and the Ravens. Reply. Name a more iconic duo. The Chiefs would like to make a dual nomination for MVP. John Harbaugh and the refs. We'll avenge that loss in the AFC Championship game. Oh, just in all my Cheerios. I'm so pissed off I spent the last day of my honeymoon watching this bull. God. This game is going to fit in great to the narrative for our Super Bowl DVD. I really hate Mahomes' face. Judon for LVP. Daryl Williams can all the way off. Is Harbaugh playing somebody in fantasy with Tucker? Chiefs 16, Ravens 13, refs 14. Almost a three-way tie.
So weird.
I really need Fouts to get off his f***ing knees. And now, the winner of things that Baltimore Ravens fans said on Reddit. We're going to pop that beach ball and f*** with a big purple...
There's a lot to unpack in there, but Beards, on back-to-back comments, did you bleep the word pissed once and then not the next time?
Yes.
Different connotation. I think you did. So weirdly inconsistent from you. Patrick Mahomes breaks fan bases. He just takes them and then freezes them like
it's fun.
Yeah, like any good villain and then just shatters them over his knee.
I just saw Ed Werder just tweeted out a stat involving the Chiefs.
Does it involve Troy Aikman? Because if so, Ed Werder better watch his freaking back.
It does, but it does involve the Cowboys and the Patriots and the Ravens.
Look out, Ed Werder.
Three of the top four NFL teams are scoring. Ravens, Patriots, and Cowboys all have one thing in common. They all play the Dolphins. The Chiefs are the one exception. Those three teams basically ran up a lot of points on the Dolphins because the Dolphins aren't a football team. The Chiefs have the best offense.
I would just like to reiterate for the moment. Ed Werder tweeted that.
Yeah,
not
Ed Werder.
For every fan base.
It was just red.
And also Troy Aikman.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I wonder how far you could throw a baby. Feels like a fair question, right?
It's not going to be a perfect spiral, I can tell you that much.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We're probably not going to give Chiefs Ravens quite the breakdown it deserves. So if you missed the post-game show with me and Brad Porter, thought it went really well. Lots of audio, lots of calls. It was all fun. You can grab that at the additional programming section at 810WHB.com for the podcast or the 810 mobile app. It was like almost 3 hours, I think, and it was a really good show. So go check that out if you want more dug in kind of into the nitty-gritty of Chiefs Ravens. We'll get a little bit of it with Seth Kizer here in a minute. Joshua Briscoe, Rudy Salazar, Beards McFly. We're all here. Bunch of stuffed animals, party poppers, and Troy Aikman's ghost. We're all good.
Free space.
Is that
free
him right there?
He's got the empty chair over here.
Gotcha.
That's just for, it's like how in at least some biblical story, they like, and that might be like a Jewish tradition, they just leave an empty chair in case, you know, the spirit of somebody wants to come and visit them. We're doing that now, but for Troy Aikman.
We have to leave three chairs open for him, though.
One for each ring. I like it. Smart move, Beards.
I'm glad Rudy explained the joke. That usually makes it funnier. Oh, no! The long zoom! The shame! The shame! The shame for Rudy. Quick, Beards, give me the shame bells while I say the one thing that Rudy was saying during the commercial break.
Well, now you can't say it.
Sometimes
you can't shame me and steal something from
sometimes
me.
Sometimes Beards zooms in on Rudy's face, or really anyone's face, if they do something shameful.
Except shame. He never zooms in on his face shame. When he misses the Sports Center at the top of every hour.
Shame. Greedy was just talking during the break about, like, the unbelievable difference between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, like, just by the eye test in that game on Sunday. We don't have enough time to talk about it because we're going to get to Seth Kizer. But, like, even with a guy like Lamar Jackson, I'll keep talking because Greedy is coughing, who is, like, so fun to watch and so unique and so interesting, Mahomes is still on another planet.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for following up on that point, Rudy. Can I get one more? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. His jukes are nice.
We'll talk about Chiefs, Ravens, and a bunch of other stuff with Seth Kizer next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.